General Failure podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 181 of the General Failure Podcast for the week of May 29th, 2019, brought to you by RadioHaver.com. This week, all of Sony's games become movies, we get 3D printed, and it's the end of an era. I'm CJ, and I got with me Dom.
Yo!
And TJ.
You looked at me first.
I did look at you first. So we'll start the way we always do with what are you playing? In this case, TJ's playing with something.
I'm playing with minifigures.
Is that what you call your penis?
Yes. Balls.
Mini would be
an accurate way to describe it.
Mini would be saying it's bigger. So yeah, Hero Forge is a site that allows you to make custom minifigures for D&D, Pathfinder, any of the tabletop stuff. And you can they have a lot of fucking races you can pick from, which include
TJ always picks the whites.
Aquatic humanoids, merfolk, humans, elves, half elves, dwarves, elementals, gnomes. I almost said gnomes. Half orcs, halflings, half demons, half dragons. Anthrocanine, anthrofeline, ratfolk, minotaurs.
What's anthrofeline? Is that just like a cat that stands on 2 feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's what my guy is.
Tabaxi.
Yeah, Tabaxi.
Minotaurs,
Turtle person.
Lizard person.
I like how everything has a cool name, then it's Turtle person.
Turtle person, lizard person.
It says Mitch McConnell.
Raven folk, fawn, forest guard, zombie, skeleton, goblinoid, robots, rabbit folk.
Nice.
That's a fucking long list of
races. I want to make a robot.
And you can make a robot, and you can. It shows you a 3D rendering it as
That's
you do
cool.
it.
That's cool.
So you can pick the head size, you can pick expressions, different head shapes.
That's really
ears,
cool.
Eyes, all their clothing is fully customizable, which they have done. You can make large size figures now, and they constantly update with stuff. Like the merfolk stuff is brand new, and I made my guy 2 weeks ago.
Wow. So what, you just go on like the app or the website and you make your character and then they just print it and send it to you?
Yep.
That's fucking awesome.
And the price is not too bad. For my guy, it was, I think, 25 something.
And that's resin.
Which is with just, they do plastic, premium plastic, I think steel?
That sounds right.
Oh, selected material. Okay. They do plastic, premium plastic, steel, and bronze, and also to just download the file. Yeah. So if you want to print it on your own 3D printer or know of a better 3D printer somehow, you can just get the file. And I think that's like $10.
That's not too bad.
So like that's super cheap. They give you the STL file and you're done.
Yeah. Which is funny because on this AMA that they did on Reddit, somebody was asking about that, if they would have, this is like 4 years ago after the Kickstarter, and they said that, like, you know, they have, you know, you're with a home quality 3D printer, you're not going to get the quality that like they're going to get because they have the industrial 3D printers and everything. And like, then they put underneath it, there's like the minor like concern of people just like giving out all of their files to people so anyone can print it. But it's like, if I make a custom character, like
who's going to want my character,
you know?
That specific character. Cause like the weight, the amount of things you can customize a character with is insane. And you can do it in steel and bronze, which the bronze is, I think, $100.
Jesus Christ.
The bronze is $100. Steel is $34.99, which ain't bad.
That's not bad, actually.
Premium plastic is $30. And the standard plastic is $19.99. I think I did premium plastic with him. And then the download is $7.99.
That's really not bad.
$8 for the
your own customized character. Yeah.
And then you can also do a double size scale of your character in nylon plastic for $60.
That's not bad either.
So if you need, if you have like a game that's, you know, separate and you need a bigger guy, so like a 2-inch guy instead of 1-inch.
2-inch guy was my nickname in high school.
So you could do it that way. You can save. You have an account on there, so you can save all the characters that you make. Mm-hmm. You can save them by name. You can share what they look like. And it's they give you a 3D rendering right there.
Yeah,
that updates as you
Can you make monsters, too? Yeah. I think that'd be pretty cool for like a DM to create like this really fucked up monster and then have it 3D printed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, put it in you the could game. Select, let's say, let's go with a like a half demon and fucking go the distance with it. So you can pick the head style, the body measurements, the body styles. The best one is there's one for bust.
So yeah, I was going to say big old titties.
Yeah, just bloop.
There you go.
Take old
and
babies.
Then also one for booty.
Nice.
They also just added that you can change the positions, the pose that your character okay. makes. And they can be, they have just like standard ones that you can just like select and it mm-hmm. goes from there. But you can also hit advance and you can change the tilt, the twist.
That's
the,
cool.
The angles that the arms are at. So I actually changed mine. Mine was... I had the gun, both guns down a little bit lower, mm-hmm. so I moved the gun up
and sideways, like and he's sideways. Gangsta.
Yeah, so I made my character Sox. It's a tabaxi rogue who is now a gunslinger recently, so now he has two guns in his hand and a fucking sniper rifle on his back yep. and goggles on his head.
A.K.A. Gangsta Cat.
Yeah, so it's incredible, like, the amount of stuff they've just added in just the last year has been insane. Like, they've probably doubled the races, all the advanced stuff, all the gear that you can add to your characters. Because you can do, you know, you can do swords and shields mm-hmm. and stuff. They have pole arms. They have fucking futuristic guns if you play, you know, a modern 20D20 modern or
right.
futuristic.
That's cool.
You can also add mounts. So if you have a mount, like, so if you have a horse or like a motorbike or something like that, it can be added there, too. Stuff that can be added to the base as well, like skeletons and shit like that.
That's too. Awesome. I want to have skulls all around.
Yeah, like it's the amount of stuff that you can do is incredibly customizable. And this is my second character I've done. I've done two versions of Sox, and I'm so happy with how they come out every single time. Mm-hmm. So if you play D&D and have a character you've been playing with for a while, and you want to make a mini for them, this is definitely the best way to go.
Yeah,
I mean it's $20 for the standard plastic, and the premium plastic is 30, and that's, you know, for a custom character where you could go out and buy like the $10 or $14 ones,
right?
But it might not even be the same race as your character yeah. or
it's essentially only
right.
double the price for
a custom
right
thing, and it's not painted, that you do on your own,
right?
Or you get someone else to do it like I do, because I can't fucking paint what shit. I definitely recommend, if you go to Hero Forge, they started as a Kickstarter too.
Oh yeah.
And go on Hero Forge and just play around with the settings and shit. It's just fun to play around. You can add wings, tails, fucking anything. And you can add to any of the characters. So if you have
good.
A human,
I'm gonna make some fucking
wings,
abomination.
Oh yeah, no, you can. You can make up some really fucked up characters. And it's a lot of fun. And even just playing around with the website is just a lot of fun. So yeah. go check it out if you play D&D, Pathfinder, any of those.
Cool.
Go check yeah. out Hero Forge.
That is pretty awesome. This entire time T just been talking, I've been playing with Hero Forge. That's what I get for bringing my laptop. Anyway, so moving on to little nerd news. TJ, why don't you just take us into that?
Oh, I gotta do this with another one?
Yeah, you
one?
Do, because we're ending the show in a very
you
specific
motherfucker.
Way.
Motherfucker. So yeah, Sony is opening their IPs up to films.
Hooray!
Films.
They're opening up their own production, PlayStation Productions, to make production studio movies on their franchises and titles.
I guess.
Yeah. So some of the ones that they've announced have been
there's only
terrible.
One that I care about, and I've never played a PlayStation exclusive, but go on.
The one they've announced as a TV series is Twisted Metal. And crickets all around, because there hasn't been a Twisted Metal game that was good since like 2007.
I mean,
there was probably before that.
Interested?
There was, what was it, Black?
Twisted Metal Black came out in probably 2003.
Was that the one that was so had the really fucked up endings?
Yep.
Where like they wished for stuff, but it was really fucked up ways of doing it.
Was
it
Evil Genie? That was all of them. Okay. Up until Black. Black was the really fucked up one.
Yeah.
Black
and
had some really sick shit.
With that one.
That's what I hope. Like, Black had some of the endings where you in like Twisted Metal 1 and 2, you would wish for something and then Calypso would like basically mess with you.
Yeah.
Like these two dudes in Twisted Metal 2 wanted to fly. So Calypso was like, all right, you've been granted the ability to fly. So they jump off the building and fall to their death. And then they pulls out plane tickets and he was like, I got you first class. Like it was like funny stuff like that. Yeah. But Black like took it to a whole nother level. Yeah, like no, one was... dude who was a boxer. There's like some doctor who like took his tongue out and like sewed his mouth shut and sewed his eyes shut and stuff. So like his final revenge was he put like a bunch of like syringes and knives and stuff on a boxing glove and they just tied that dude up and he just beat him to death. Like that's the type of stuff that happened in Twisted Metal Black.
That was some fucked up shit. And it's weird that that's the first one they announced was Twisted Metal. They have, the last game to come out was in 2012.
Yeah, and it was terrible. I have to say, as a longtime Twisted Metal fan and as someone who got that on launch day, it was not good.
No, and they haven't. But there's been Black, and that was the last one that was decent. Like they haven't been good at all. And there's The Last of Us has been kind of in like a standstill recently, like lately, just because trying to get that off production has been.
It'll pick up pretty quick once The Last of Us 2 actually comes out.
There's also been an Uncharted film in the works really with Tom Holland.
About. Yes.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. To star as young Nathan Drake, which would be cool.
That'd be awesome.
So that would be awesome. I think because of the success with Pokemon Detective Pikachu. It made tons of money, so I think Sony's going after this idea.
Here's my problem with this isn't a bad idea because a lot of Sony's IPs have really good, like The Last of Us, that could make a really good movie because the story is so good. The difficulty is going to be condensing that much 60
hours
of gameplay into a two and a half hour movie. But what I don't understand is, not that I don't understand, what I don't think Sony understands is that Detective Pikachu is not a good movie because it's a video game movie. Like Detective Pikachu was a good movie. Just because it happened to be, you know, based off of a video game doesn't mean anything. Yeah. There's plenty of examples of video game movies that are fucking garbage.
Because it was still an original story. It's not like they came out and they made like basically the show into a movie.
So I always think that it's a good idea to not try and adapt a game into a movie.
The with the IGN article I'm reading off of, they list as bad big budget efforts 2016's Assassin's Creed. And the Warcraft movie.
It was big in China.
Bombed in the US, but made so much money in China, it's unreal.
But it's one of those things where if you maybe created a movie that was just in the world of with its own original story, just like Detective Pikachu did, then you might have a better chance of getting away. It's when you try and adapt the game, which is like what Resident Evil, the first one, the trap that it fell into. It kind of like half did it.
And then they went fucking psychotic with the rest of them.
And look how much money they made with the rest of them. Like,
there's like 12 of those.
Exactly. So like
Tomb Raider recently.
Yeah, that's really the one that I wanted to mention was Tomb Raiders. Like it was pretty much a copy word for word up until a certain point.
Well, actually, you know what? I think that might be the exception to the rule. Because did you see Tomb Raider?
I didn't know.
So the first half of it was pretty similar to the first game. The first half of Tomb Raider was really good. The second half was a generic action movie that it seemed like they forgot what movie they were making. And then halfway through changed writers, directors, everything. It was just like, let's just finish this fucking thing. It sucked.
That sounds really familiar to something we're going to talk about.
Yeah. The first half of that movie was super good. And then the second half just really fell apart.
Really terrible.
But it was, the first half was, you know, trying to follow along the story of the first game in the reboot.
Yeah. The first game was fantastic.
I know,
it was
amazing.
So I don't know why they went crazy with it. But,
So I think that they could do The Last of Us if they actually try to adapt that into a game. It might work, but you're going to have to cut a lot of stuff out.
Thinking of PlayStation exclusive titles, which ones would you want to see?
The Last of Us would be at the top of my list. Yeah.
Uncharted for me.
Uncharted. God of War would be cool.
God of War would be.
Fuck, would you get to play Kratos? Like, who is that?
Yeah, I know.
Monstrous.
You'd have to find somebody.
Oh man.
I don't think God of War would work as a movie. I think God of War would work really well as a miniseries.
Miniseries, like they're doing with Twisted Metal.
Right. Exactly. Like if you could do some sort of almost Monster of the Week type thing with God of War.
Could. Yeah.
You know. With all the people that he kills, you could do something like that.
The thing is, everyone's so into the third one, like, you would have to go back to the original games and stuff like that and go through like how we got to that point. But yeah, everyone's in the third one. So would you just like,
you mean the new like, one, the fourth one?
Is it fourth? I thought it was third.
No, three was on PS3. One and two were on PS2.
So the newest one.
Yeah. Boy.
Would you like
boy
half? Yeah, that's the thing too. Like in that game, he barely talks. So like, mm-hmm, do you just have an actor who's just like fucking muscle bound and shit?
I mean, it can work. I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, I would like to see it.
Yeah.
Because the last game that came out was amazing. Yep. So
the only other one that I would want to see that I also know would not work is Metal Gear Solid. It's not an exclusive anymore, and it's not a Sony IP, but it was for a while. Yeah,
for a long time.
So I might throw it in that category. The first Metal Gear Solid game, if that was adapted to a movie, might be really cool, but like there's so much going on that it would have to be like a 4-hour movie.
Yeah.
Especially with like all the backstory stuff, it would be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, I mean,
of trying to like figure out who's who. And also it's an old story.
Yeah.
Like how do you adapt that to now?
Metal Gear Solid 4 had 9.5 hours worth of cutscenes alone.
They're like, starting to get they got ridiculous with that long time ago.
Exactly. I mean, Kojima just puts a shit ton of games.
I would want to do Horizon Zero Dawn.
That would be fucking cool.
That would be amazing.
How about No Man's Sky?
So like no hours of
exactly.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Well, then I was also thinking about Shadows of the Colossus, and it's like,
oh man, the game that you don't talk in.
Yeah, it's like a 3-hour silent movie, but it's gorgeous as fuck.
Yeah. That would just be the fucking Clash of Titans movie that came out years and years ago.
Yeah, but prettier and
good, hopefully.
Yeah,
I mean, kill 3D.
I like Shadow of the Colossus, but like there's barely any story there. It's just about kicking the shit out.
Yeah. I think it's more of like I would love to play like an HD version of that game in a movie theater.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, there's HD versions of it every time a new PlayStation comes out.
I will say
in a movie theater,
they're not going to go all adult with it. They're going to be some for the kids. So there's probably going to be Crash Bandicoot and there's probably going to be Spyro. One of those two will. There's already been a Spyro cartoon.
Yeah, there's definitely
been
cartoons.
Yeah. So. I could see Spyro coming back and doing an animation or something like that. Which wouldn't be bad. I think they could do it well. Mm-hmm.
But even with that, it was mentioned that other, you know, Sony isn't the first company to do this. And a bunch of other companies are getting their IP in. We're going to get a new.
They also have the backing of being Sony.
Yeah.
They're in many different fields and also have.
And
like,
already in the movie.
The movie.
Business. Oh, I've got it. So. The best Sony IP movie that could possibly be made.
Medieval?
MLB The Show.
Yes.
You fuck. So Xbox players can even watch it baseball game.
Yeah, but like Universal's adapting Gears of War. Warner Brothers is adapting Minecraft.
Universal's been trying to adapt Gears of War for the last like 12 years.
Yeah, it would probably help if Gears of War didn't suck.
Yeah. And
then Nintendo made that Mario movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but apparently Nintendo is doing an animated Mario movie.
I hope it's
the Super Brothers Super Show.
No, I hope it's
swing your arms from side to side. I hope it's that.
No, I hope it's that gif of when fucking Mario jumps off of Yoshi and flips him off. So
I was about to look up. I was like, wait, Lou Albano's dead, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, Damn it. Super dead. So I'm excited to see what they use. I hope they don't go like, you know, try to use the racing games like Gran Turismo or anything.
Oh my god, I didn't even think of that. They're going to.
No, they already tried. It's currently in development, but it's been stalled for a while.
Like the fucking what was that movie?
Fast and the Furious.
Fast and the Furious.
Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift or Need for Speed had a movie as well.
Yeah, with Aaron Paul.
Yep.
Yeah. Apparently that was fucking bad. Like real bad.
Yeah, it was. I've seen better cutscenes in the game than I have.
And there's also a ton of Japanese exclusives, or really not Japanese exclusives, but there's a ton of games that like don't really get much traction in America because they're Japanese-based games. Those will probably have
like JRPGs
too.
And stuff. I can see them doing a lot of because, I mean, they do games that are exclusively for the Japanese
But then, like,
market.
You know, when you have to look at things like, Look at Final Fantasy VII as an example.
Oh, Final Fantasy games?
Right.
Fuck.
But look at Final Fantasy VII as an example of video game movies. Yeah. Video game movies that are done really well. Like they make movies set in the universe with unique storylines and they're really good. They're really good movies.
That movie still looks good.
Yeah. And some of the best CGI I've ever seen. Yeah. So like it's not that it can't be done. It's just you have to not be fucking stupid about it.
Mm-hmm. Try to, like, you can do it in the same universe. Don't try to copy what's already there.
Yeah.
And I could see them doing that mistake with Final Fantasy VII, going back and trying to do the main storyline.
Yeah.
And fuck, like, doing any of the Final Fantasy games. Have you, it's like 18 billion hours of gameplay.
Have you seen the trailers for the Final Fantasy VII remake?
Yeah.
Have you heard Barrett's voice?
No, I haven't.
He sounds like Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder. I am not fucking kidding.
Why is I'm the dude just always
disguised as another dude?
They do, like, they always do dubs, and there's always one actor. It's, I'm like, why the fuck did you pick them?
You need to watch those trailers, because legitimately, as soon as he spoke, and I was like, oh my God.
And just, like, always, it's probably, like, always, like, a producer's, like, friend that wants to, like, dub. And it's like, what the fuck? So, I'm excited to see what could come out of Sony Productions, but we also all know that video game movies don't do well at all.
95% of them are trash.
Yes. Very, very,
very few of them are any good.
It's like the opposite of movies trying to make video games based off of movies.
And no, it's the same.
99% of them are terrible.
It's the exact same thing.
Yeah. Yep. Except that Riddick game was pretty good.
Well, so was the X-Men Origins Wolverine game, because it had nothing to do with the shitty movie.
Yeah, that's true too. I thought you were going to talk about the Manifest Destiny X-Men game.
That movie, that game.
That was terrible.
That
was like that 4 minutes of gameplay.
That is like up there in my top five most disappointing fucking things I've ever purchased.
I would agree. My number one is still Force Unleashed 2.
My number one. Shit, that might be my number one.
Right?
That, between that and Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City, one of those two games is probably the worst game I've ever purchased.
Where you're just like, why? Like, why did you even bother?
Fucking garbage.
And it's always sequels where you're just like, you had the formula. Why'd you change it?
That game's fucking
Because disaster. Fuck you, that's why.
Yeah, apparently.
So, moving on, Dom, you got a little thing for us.
Yeah, we promised it. We'll deliver.
You promised it.
I promised it. You fucking deal with it. We need to talk about how Game of Thrones ended. We need to wrap up the whole season. We need to talk about the entire series as a whole.
Yeah.
And give our opinions and our thoughts.
And we'll have to rate, you know, last episode, the last season, full series.
I think. Well, it had its ups and downs. The first, I feel like I say this exact sentence about almost every TV show out there. The first four seasons of the show were fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. I'll give you six.
Every six?
For Game
season
of Thrones.
Season five sucked.
For Game of Thrones?
Yes.
I don't even remember what season five was.
And that's not all of season five sucked. Some of season five sucked. Yeah,
and it was enough
you can
to be like, as a whole
every,
season.
Yeah, everything with the Sons of the Harpies was trash.
Oh,
that was
had
all
like,
garbage.
Yeah, Sons of the Harpies. That was the House of Black and White, though. That was
I did like
awesome.
The House of Black and White stuff.
Yeah.
But the Sons of the Harpies was garbage. Was that the season that had the Hard Home episode?
Yep.
That episode's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So, like, not all of a season five sucked, but the I gotta tell you, half of it was really boring.
I'm gonna say, like, the first six seasons of Game of Thrones was really good, but also the first six seasons of Game of Thrones contained the original from the book. You know, it was still
I mean,
from,
they did
from
change
six.
Things.
Was it all six?
Yeah, six. It was like the end of six into seven.
I thought they passed it around in season five at some point.
I know they
dropped like a ton of stuff. Like characters don't even exist
and that's,
in the
that's
show.
Something that I kind of want to
characters
touch
don't
on.
Exist in the show. Characters die in the show that are still alive in the books.
I mean, it's like, no different than Walking Dead.
No.
Yeah.
But again, the first four seasons of Walking Dead were good. The rest is terrible.
It feels like they push it too far. Like, they do the American thing of, oh, people want this, let's just make more, where the writers are like, we that's it, we're done.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's that or just sometimes
because
it's just,
they like British TV doesn't have that problem because they make what they want to make and then they're
stop.
Like, done.
Yeah, they're done.
Except Doctor Who, but.
No, Russell T. Davies knew exactly what he wanted to do and he stopped when he wanted to do, which is why David Tennant's run is fucking amazing. Yeah. And then it was just Moffat.
God, what I would pay for 11 and...
I know. Anyways, my whole thing with this is that once we got past the books and then basically, you know, D.B. Weiss and David Benioff went to, you know, George R.R. Martin, we're like, okay, we're here. Now what do we do?
What's next?
And he basically handed him like a rough outline, said, you got to figure it out. Here's where I think everything's going to go. This is how I want the book to end.
Because in like the 26 years since the last book, he's written an outline.
Yeah. Yep. And then you quickly find out that D.B. Weiss and David Benioff are good adapters and terrible fucking writers.
Yeah.
You know?
But I mean, you had so many seasons of just having to adapt something and then told, well, I've got a basic outline, but I don't really have anything.
And here's the thing where they fucked themselves over too.
All they should have done is gone to Game of Thrones form and looked up people wanted as an ending and went, we'll make that.
And the thing is
they did do that though.
Yeah.
Like fan fiction did.
But they did do that. And when people guessed what the real ending
you're
was,
thinking
they
of George
changed
R.
it. George R. Martin.
You're thinking
that.
Of George R. R. Martin. George R. R. Martin, there's a quote from him talking about how he was at either, it was either on a forum or it was at a con or something. And people were talking about different speculations for shit like that. And somebody figured out the end or got close enough to figure out how everything is going to end. And in his head, he's thinking, I've laid out all these clues. I've done all this work, set all these different things up for how I want the dominoes to fall and how the book to end. And people figured it out already. Do I change it? And he goes, no, because if I change it now, then everything I've done so far, it is all for nothing, you know, like there's nothing like, and that's exactly what D.B. Weiss and David Benioff did.
It's also TV writing compared to books.
See, I disagree because at very least, and I guess now we're going to get into spoiler territory.
Yep.
At very least, the outline showed that at the end of the series, Bran ends up as the king.
Correct.
And John kills Daenerys.
Right. Daenerys becomes the Mad Queen.
Right.
That's the way it was always supposed to happen.
Right. And I have no problem with that because I've said it on this podcast before, probably. And I've said it to everybody for the past 3 years. Daenerys is just like her dad. She was going to end up just like her dad. And she was going to burn everybody for no reason. I've said it before. And I was exactly right.
Right.
People were pissed about that. It's like, well,
people were insanely pissed about it.
Set up that way just because you like the character doesn't mean
that. No, but it has nothing to do with her, at least for me. I was pissed not because she became the Mad Queen. I didn't want to see her on the throne. I was pissed at the fact that they shoehorned it into one season with 6 episodes.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they shoehorned a lot of things. The killing of the Night King, which
that's the
shittiest thing in the world.
The battle for Winterfell should have been season 8.
It should have.
Yeah. And then season 9 should have been Daenerys's turn and her burning down King's Landing. And then season 10 should have been everything that happened, all her reign afterwards and how it ended.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's all it should have been.
No, I would 100. It should have been 10 seasons.
They forced 3 seasons worth of story into 3 episodes.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, some of the episodes were good. I mean, I wasn't watching, but my brother was.
Even the bad ones were good.
Yeah.
Like,
it was pretty to watch.
Yeah.
But still, the main complaint I see is what happened to the Night King.
Yeah.
Like, all this lead up.
Yeah.
All this, like, always end the season with the Night King, like, just looking over, being a badass.
Yep.
And then he does
nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
And gets stabbed by Arya at the end.
Yes. Which I really had no problem with Arya stabbing him.
I hated the fucking knife drop.
Yeah, the knife drop thing was stupid, but
I was like, this is just shoehorn this bullshit.
But you're right. That's really what it came down to. And that's what bothered me is because one of the reasons that I've loved Game of Thrones so much, aside from like all the cool stuff that happens, is the little hints, the setups, the foreshadowing, the prophecies, things like that. They all, for the past, you know, several 5, 6, 7 years or whatever. I didn't watch it when it first came out. So probably for the past 6 years that I've been watching it, I've been looking forward to seeing those things pay off.
Yeah.
And I will tell you the number of things that did. 0. Absolutely none of the things that were foreshadowed and built up over the course of 10 years.
Yeah.
Planned out.
No,
they were all abandoned. And you were left with every question that needed to be answered did not get answered. And you were just left with now, well, what now? Like, what about this? What about that? And like,
and they like even hinted it in those like episodes where like, oh man, you know, John and Night King are like right across from each other and there's dead bodies everywhere. And you're like, this is going to be a fucking sword fight of the best thing ever. And he's just like, nah, I'll just make zombos and you deal with those and run away.
It started
like
way before that too. When the Night King and the White Walkers walked past Sam while he was hiding behind a rock, they clearly saw him and they let him go. Why did they do that?
Yeah.
Now we're going to turn around and say, well, maybe they didn't really see him. Okay. That's stupid.
Yeah.
the Night King has had chances and come almost face to face with John before, and he just won't kill him.
Yeah.
He won't fight him. Why? Why won't he fight him? We'll never fucking know.
And also, like, any information on the Night King.
Right.
Would have been cool too.
The only thing,
except like the little backstory, yeah, but like
the backstory,
why did
we pick
that guy? Why
exactly
did he do all this shit?
The Children of the Forest created him out of some guy we don't know, yeah, to protect them against the humans, and he whatever, I guess, goes crazy and just starts slaughtering everybody. Apparently there's supposed to be a spinoff about all of that, so we'll find out eventually.
That's bullshit. That's just an excuse to not fill in that information.
Why that guy? Why did he become that? What happened that made him go slaughter everybody? Like, just why is the big question for
his
everything.
His connection to, like, any of the characters, any characters whatsoever. He's just the big bad that does nothing.
Right.
He killed two fucking things.
Exactly. Why? What's his connection with Bran? Why was he able to see Bran in Bran's past visions and actually able to interact with him? Why is Bran the Three-Eyed Raven? Who is the Three-Eyed Raven other than just a guy who can see things happening?
Yeah.
Because when that boils down to it, to me, that does nothing for the story. That is solely to let the viewers of the show know things that the characters don't. And that's lazy writing.
Yes. Yeah. And this comes from showrunners who originally said, we are not going to ever do flashbacks. With a book that had nothing but flashbacks.
Yeah.
It's like, and then they finally had to, they realized like they had to do it. They had to give up on it and they started doing flashbacks. And in those flashbacks included prophecies, like all these different fucking prophecies. Mm-hmm. And the entire show, like five books, six, seven fucking seasons of constantly talking about, you know, the different gods and what all the gods mean and the children of men and the fucking, the Valonqar killing,
Cersei.
That's
the one that pissed me off.
The one that pissed me off too.
Because they set a prophecy that says she will have three children. They will all die. I think they said
she
by
said
her
she would
hand.
Marry a king.
She would marry a king. She would have, she would have three children, blonde of hair. I think they would all die by her hand.
Something like
and
that.
And in the end, she would be killed by her little brother.
Yeah.
She would be choked to death by her little brother.
Yeah.
Damn.
Is essentially the prophecy.
Yeah.
She marries a king. She has three kids, all blonde of hair. They all die by her hand in some way, not directly like she killed them, but every single one of her children's death was
she
her
pushed
fault.
Them towards
Yeah. She pushed that and caused that to happen. And then it was finally, it was just like once Tommen died, I was like, here it is. Like, now I'm just waiting till the end until the obvious thing is Tyrion because he's her little brother. Yeah. And then I'm like, it's not going to be Tyrion. It's going to be Jaime because she is the older twin.
Also,
so
not
like
to be terrible,
that's the twist.
But how is Tyrion going to do that? Like,
he's
going to jump and fucking strangle her to death.
He strangled his wife.
He strangled his wife.
Or, I don't know.
Lover,
wife,
whatever.
Lover,
his whore.
Yeah, his whore.
He strangled her.
Yeah. He did it with a bed sheet, but like, still, like, he did kill her.
Was it a chain?
Was it?
I think she was like tied up or something, chained up
for
betraying him. And I don't remember. But yeah, like, and it was like, it's going to be Jaime because Jamie's the one who would do anything for her. And I was like, she's going to push him over the edge and he's going to kill her. Like, I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's stupid for me to wait for that, but that prophecy never came true because every aspect of it happened. And then she got crushed by bricks.
Yeah.
Squish.
And some people are trying to defend it and saying, yeah, but she died in Jaime's hands. Just like,
fuck you. And people are like looking at it like, well, Jaime had his hand like up by her throat.
Yeah.
And it's like, no,
go fuck yourself.
That's they literally forgot.
Cheated.
Everything.
Yeah. We got cheated out of a good death for Cersei. Now, the one thing that somebody brought up that I do kind of agree with is like, we were expecting this, like this ceremonial end to Cersei. And it's much better that she died like a normal person because she is a normal person.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
like thrown in the.
Right.
The thing is like
the bucket with the rest of them.
For me, everything that pissed me off was that we've spent eight seasons of like slowly hating Cersei more and more and more for every fucking thing that she does. And it, like,
she's the main antagonist of the series.
And she wasn't, I don't think she was supposed to be. I think that's where they fucked up, is they made her the sole main antagonist.
Right. Which, if she wasn't supposed to be, then the Night King was.
Right.
So which is worse?
Or something I'm going to get into in a second, somebody else that wasn't included. But the thing for me is that all this shit happened. Cersei just gets worse and worse and worse. Jaime becomes a better and better and better person and finally realizes he needs to be the knight that he is, the knight of the Seven Kingdoms, what he's sworn to protect, goes off, fights for Winterfell, fights for the Seven Kingdoms, does all this stuff, redeems himself, does all these amazing things, and then all in an instant where, like, he basically, like, realizes, oh, shit, like, Cersei's gonna die. I need to get my ass back there because I need to be with her. It's like, you realized all this shit. You've become a better person. We know that Cersei is this horribly shitty human being for 8 seasons.
Oh, it's abusive and relationship.
But even in that last, and I'm fine with that, but in the last episode, they still make you feel bad. Like, I was still rooting for Jaime a little to make sure, like, to find her. Like, I hope he finds her. Like, I hope he, like, and I hated that they did that. I hated that they made me, like, root for Cersei and Jaime to find each other.
They gave him the best, I think he has the best character redemption in the entire show, because he turns around the first season, you're like, I fucking hate this guy. You know, he just pushed a little kid out the window. You'll find out way later that was the best thing he could have ever done. God damn, I wish he killed him. But like, you hated him in the beginning because he was a piece of shit. And then by the end, it's like, he's my favorite character because he's changed so much and he's so awesome. And then in an instant, just like, no, I love my sister. Bye.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There's nothing to it. There's literally like, and that's how everything in this last season felt. Yeah.
And it pissed me off that they used Brienne for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, they used her.
Her character arc was complete when she was knighted. She should have died at the Battle of Winterfell. They did not need to give her last screen time is her crying over a guy because he's leaving her for his sister. Like, what a dumb way for her to go out.
Yeah. And part of me is like, you know, I'm happy that Brienne ended up being like head of the Kingsguard and everything.
That's awesome.
Like,
for her. Really awesome. I'm glad. Yeah.
But still,
she was my second favorite character.
She could have died in that battle. And I think everybody would have been fine with it. Everybody would be like,
So dumbest plan ever in a show, movie, television series, anything is the plan to go down in the crypt.
Yes.
And hide down there.
And you know what?
The Night King's army.
And the best is,
I think that's the the second they said it, everyone thought at the same time, that's the dumbest plan in the world. Why would you go down to the dead?
Yeah, it was even beforehand, like when they showed the previews and like, people down in the crypt, wait a second, there's dead people down there. Yeah. Like, we know what's going to happen.
Like,
why the fuck would you go down? Like, you have a better chance if you fucking just sat there with your dick out.
Even Peter Dinklage said that.
Yeah, that was my favorite,
He was like, Tyrion's smart, but I guess he's not that smart.
Smart to realize that a bunch of dead people are going to come back to life. Yeah. And it's just like, and the thing is, that's one cast member of every cast member who basically was like, these two guys shit on everything. Yeah. And like, for me, I'd really hate to think that, like, because we know that HBO came out and said, like, here's all the fucking money you want, make more. And they're DB Weiss, like, no, we can finish it. We can finish it in one season. And we're only going to do 6 episodes. I mean, they'll be the same length as the full 10 episodes or close to. I think it's like a few hours short.
Probably.
But like, I would hate to think that. I would personally rather think that they were like, we can do it, you know, and we're going to do it, rather than we got our Star Wars money. We're going to go make our Star Wars fucking movie and we're out of here. Like, we're done with this shit. We're dumping it. We're going to Disney. And like, that's what I would hate to think. But that's honestly the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. And like, I think my main problem, and I want to get into some of the good stuff.
And it makes me scared for the fucking Knights of the Old Republic movie, because that's what they're doing.
Oh, no, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk about good stuff, because like,
We can shit on all we want.
But I did want to mention one more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing that could have solved all this. Because you mentioned the whole season 8 could have been the Night King, 9 and 10 and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And everything with the descent of Dany, like her madness, like there was a lot in the show where it was just like, they show her being this like benevolent person, but they do show that madness every once in a while. But they didn't show the descent as well, because we get 7 seasons with a point of view of Dany, and then season 8, like, it's never her point of view. It's never her point of view. It's always like Tyrion or Jon
that might have been on purpose, though, was to show how detached she was, because every season, and people, this is one thing that I've been saying, and people have been arguing with me about how, like, I didn't even see this coming. Like, she just turned all of a sudden because a couple bad things happened. No. Every single season, something she has done is horrible.
Yeah.
Every single good thing that she has done has not actually been a good thing, because it has solely been for her benefit. The slaves she freed, the, you know, the Dothraki, the Unsullied, everything she has done, she has only done because it has been for her benefit. I think Tyrion kind of mentioned that at one point.
Yes.
Where just because she was killing bad people doesn't mean that it's she's a good person.
Yeah.
Right.
She wasn't doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think that maybe they
and
detached.
She made a lot of questionable decisions with killing those people.
Yep. I think that they might have detached her point of view to show easier how she was just like.
Yes.
Gone.
Yeah. But I think that was a detriment. I think that they could have shown it a little bit better. But one of the things that I out of all the people they left out of the show, I think there's a lot of people that was like, fine. The people who got fucked over the most is all the Dorne characters. All of Dorne basically got fucked over.
Yeah. They were in there for a little bit just to get killed by Cersei.
And even at the ends where there's the one dude, we still don't know who the fuck that is from Dorne. He's just some random dude that's there. Like the Prince of Dorne. Like, we're like,
Dorne, okay, dude. I mean, really, all of Essos was kind of left out.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, Dany did. Anyway, but the thing that I'm saying is,
she did burn a lot of it. That's true.
She did burn and ate a lot of it. There's one character that they kept out of the story that I think could have changed everything and made it better. And that was the first Aegon Targaryen who did survive. So if you don't know, Dany has two brothers, Viserys and Rhaegar. Rhaegar started basically all of everything in Game of Thrones, because even though he was married to somebody, he was in love with Robert Baratheon's crush and ended up dumping his wife and secretly marrying Robert Baratheon's girl. And he got pissed off and basically said that he kidnapped her and raped her. And that's how Robert's Rebellion started. And all of Game of Thrones basically went down. But they had two kids. So those two kids being, I'm sorry. They had one kid, Aegon, which is Jon Snow. Going back, Rhaegar had two kids with I think Ilya Martell. I can't remember her name.
It was Ilya Martell.
Before he leaves her, they have two kids, a son and a daughter. And that was kind of like the whole thing back with Oberon of like, you killed my sister, you killed her children, like you crushed their children and all that. So everyone thinks that they're dead, but that's not true. Varys actually swapped the baby boy. He bought a boy off of somebody else.
Craigslist.
Yeah. Yeah. Swapped it and then gave the Aegon the Fifth to somebody else to raise. And you find out about this, like, they dyed his hair a different color and like to kind of like, because in the
because
books,
that's easy in like the 1300s,
obviously.
But the thing is, in the books they have stark white hair and purple eyes, so they dye it blue to make the purple appear less purple and obvious. So but he
blue
exists.
Doesn't stand out. Everybody's got blue hair.
But the thing is, the best thing I saw is what would have been better is to find out that this Aegon, who's technically the rightful heir over Jon Snow to the Iron Throne, while Danny's dealing with fucking Winterfell and all that and the undead, he basically like wins the hearts of the people, comes back and is like, I'm still alive, wins the hearts Sunken of the people nerds. Winterfell, ousts Cersei, and then Danny shows up and is like, what the fuck, this is mine, I've been fighting for all this, finds out that her
uncle
is alive. And basically did everything that she's been
nephew. It would also be her nephew.
Would have been nephew. Has done all this shit. And so, yeah, again, her nephew.
She probably tried to fuck him.
Yeah. Probably. You know, it's the same thing with Jon. She, when she found out that Jon was an Aegon Targaryen, that he was the rightful heir to the throne, technically, she was like freaking out and basically wanted to kill him. Like, so like that would have been amazing if he was still, and we got to see him come from Essos back to Westeros, win the heart of the people as like, because that's what Rhaegar was. He like, everyone loved him. He was very, he was one of the few Targaryens that was very charismatic and people actually liked him and everything. So like, I think that would have been such an amazing show.
Like
of
they just combined that all into Jon, because Jon did every single one of those things that you just described, Jon did. And he's in the exact same position as being her nephew.
Yeah, but like season 8, Jon was like
more stupid than ever.
Yeah, he had like one line that he just repeated over and over again. Yeah, you know,
I'm confused.
Yeah, like I don't want it. You know,
where is she?
I love you.
Yeah. My main problem is overall that just as the series progressed, it stopped being Game of Thrones and started being more of a TV show.
Yes.
And that continued all the way into the end where it was just like...
Which happens to long-running series.
It does.
Walking Dead had the same problem.
Right, exactly.
Where, you know, they stick to their guns, but then there is specific characters people love.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they can't just kill those characters because then people will stop watching.
Right.
Yeah.
So. And there were several times where, like, and not even so much as killing the characters off. A lot of times it's even... That trope of like almost killing the character and then in the last second somebody saves them. That shit started happening over and over again. Fucking yeah. Jon Snow almost died like four more times and got saved at the last second.
Yep.
Grey Worm had happened too. That's what pissed me off. That's what I started disliking the Sons of the Harpy stuff was like they had him dead to rights and then all of a sudden it was Barristan Selmy, I think, came out of nowhere to save him.
Again, was a character that was royally fucked.
Yep. And even the actor was pissed. But like that type of stuff just bothered me where it was like it's not even so much that there was no surprise anymore. It was just like it's just a TV show at this point. We're just going through the motions to get to the end goal. And like, I don't know. All of that just kind of bothered me. And like there were just too many questions of things that were left open. Like the whole story was based around the prince who was promised.
Right.
We don't know who it was.
The thing is, everything was set up to be John. Like everything about it was set up to be John. He was brought back to life. Everything with the Red Woman and all that stuff. And like she had it right and everything. And, you know, D.B. Weiss and David Benioff are famous for coming in and saying, we don't like themes. We don't believe in themes. And it's like, they said themes are for 8th grade book reports. And it's like, but like you need to have something that connects through the story that keeps people into it. And like everything in a show can't be just like random and be like, oh, it's like real life because they just died randomly. We killed them because it doesn't work like that. Like it's not entertaining.
Well, it does if you want a ton of money, seeing as how this last season.
Yeah, but they got
a fuck ton of money.
They got a ton of money before all of this happened.
Exactly.
And it was
they got more money because this is like one of the most watched shows of all time.
Exactly. Because because of the first four seasons were so good, or even the first six seasons were so good.
But the last season was the most watched out of all of the seasons.
Yes, it was.
Everybody waited 2 hours and they were just like, I have to see how this ends to make sure that it's not stupid. Yeah. And I gotta tell you, every week people were more and more angry about what was happening.
Yeah, every episode was.
There's still the more shitting on it. Immensely, but it's still a phenomenon that will go down.
Oh yeah, it's
TV
fucking
history.
Culture. Yes. Yeah,
and it had good parts in it.
Yes,
it had amazing parts in it.
Yeah,
that's why it was such a cultural phenomenon. That was like it was unlike anything anyone's seen before.
Right.
And it's interesting that HBO did it because like the last time I think I can remember something like this was probably The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Like every once in a while, a show comes.
Which also
AMC's been kind of doing that
shows that ended poorly, right?
No, it depends on who you ask. A lot of people didn't like it.
Sopranos,
I didn't have a problem with it. I think it's
sounds like a lot of people didn't like it when it first came out. And then they looked back and went, oh no, this makes more sense than it did.
Yeah. That isn't going to happen with Game of Thrones. I don't think it will.
No, because Game of Thrones ended very definitively and very definitively wrong. Like,
I don't think it ended wrong.
It wasn't the level of How I Met Your Mother ending.
Right.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
It
was just, I mean, I think my favorite meme that I saw out of it was Game of Thrones is like somebody is like a D&D group trying to finish the campaign because the DM is moving away.
Right.
You know, like that's exactly what it felt like. It was just like trying to get through shit as fast
like,
as possible.
We don't know who the Lord of Light was.
The whole
Azor Ahai
thing.
Yep. The Azor Ahai. We don't know who the Prince was promised was. My biggest question, maybe not my biggest question, one of my big questions is, again, this kind of goes with like the prophecies, the whole like mysticism and magic of it that was just abandoned for no reason.
Yeah.
Melisandre pointed out that Beric Dondarrion was brought back to life as many times as he was because he had a purpose. And once his purpose was over, which was, I guess, helping Arya,
I guess,
get closer to
the
Night King,
the prince that was promised, supposedly.
Was she? We'll never know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because she didn't do anything other than one thing.
Yeah.
You know?
No, no, she trained like a faceless, you know, learned to become an incredible assassin who could change her face and then
didn't
do it.
Yep.
And was basically a scared little girl most of season 8.
So he after his purpose was served, he died. And then Melisandre went outside and was basically just like, okay, the war's over. My purpose is served. I'm dead. So that's the rule that we're setting is after your purpose is served, you're dead. John was brought back to life by the Lord of Light. What is his purpose?
Yeah.
Because his purpose cannot be to kill Daenerys and save the Seven Kingdoms from annihilation because he's still alive.
Yeah.
And he's just wandering up north of the wall and we'll never know what's happening to him. So he still has a purpose. What is his purpose?
There's nothing there anymore. So.
Right. There's nothing to do.
What do you mean there's nothing there? Winter was ending. They kind of like,
why was winter ending? First of all,
because everything was over with this was meant to be the long winter and like over several years, just getting colder and colder because of the Night King. Now the Night King was thwarted.
Yeah. But winter as far as I know, the long winters have been happening well before the Night King.
But that's so leading up to,
are we indicating that once the Night King died, long winters were over?
I think so. I mean, it's like not like winter's gone forever, but like it's the
winters that they were talking about.
The winters that they were talking about.
So from season one, when Ned Stark, episode one, said winter is coming, winter never came. We had winter for one episode in that battle.
Yeah.
Winter finally started coming like the end of last season.
Yeah.
And then it never actually happened.
Yeah. But the thing is, John, and I guess like if we do want to talk quickly about like just the way everything ended, like, you know, for me, I was happy with that all my Starks got their happy ending, I guess. You know?
Everything works out for the Starks.
Exactly. And I was fine
for
with
no
that.
Reason.
Well, because they're popular characters.
Exactly.
They were the central characters. I mean, it started
They're all stupid. With the exception of Arya, they're all stupid. Every single one of them is dumb, including Ned.
Yeah.
They're all dumb. Rob is an idiot.
I wouldn't say they're dumb. They are just... not loyal. I can't like,
it's not loyal. They make terrible decisions. Every single one of them,
but it's usually due to some sort of headstrongness or loyalty to a fault, you know, like John, the reason John died is because of his, you know, his duty. He felt his duty to save,
but
the
you can
wildlings.
Take that as the same reason that Ned died, you know, is his
but the thing. But John is still like a very skilled fighter, a very intelligent leader, and you know, very strong leader, very intelligent.
I never said he wasn't a skilled fighter. I said he's an idiot.
Yeah.
And Sansa's an idiot too. She might be snarky and
hot.
Shut up.
If you think that, fine. She might be snarky and she might be manipulative, but she's an idiot. She makes terrible decisions. First of all, she was a bitch to Daenerys the second she came in there for no reason. As far as Sansa was concerned, Daenerys was the rightful heir. She didn't know anything about Jon. She was a bitch to her for no reason.
Yeah. They were just trying to push the North wants to be their own kingdom again.
Bran screwed everything up.
Yeah.
Every time he tried to do something, he screwed it up. He killed Hodor. He fucked everything up.
Hodor!
Ned got his head chopped off because of his own stubbornness the same way. And like Rob...
I don't
fucked
think,
everything up.
By the end of the series, I don't think anyone learned anything. Because they went, okay, we fought over this Iron Throne. It almost killed all of us. Let's go back to that.
Yeah.
Right. All they learned by the end of the story was that everyone else in the Seven Kingdoms is cannon fodder for the Starks. You're all a human shield for this family.
Yeah.
The dragon figured out that this Iron Throne was bad before every other human... possible, which everyone debates on. Did he burn it down because he knew Daenerys died because of that
That's
throne?
Exactly what
That's
he
what
did.
A lot
or
of
did he
think.
Go, oh, that pointy thing, my mommy stabbed. That's a pointy thing.
He burned it down because he knew that the reason she died was because was getting to that throne.
Yeah.
And he
and
was going to prevent
that
from happening
and went,
again.
Let's do that again, but we'll do it smarter this time.
Yeah.
Well, somebody didn't. I heard a couple rumors of like maybe they'll make a democracy.
That was my thing. I originally
like they
said
want, like they well, kind of were going that way and then didn't.
Well, Edmure Tully stood up and mentioned that end.
Not Edmure, Sam. Sam suggested.
Sam suggested that they do exactly that. They make a democracy and have, you know, heads of every household have a say in how things are run, so this doesn't happen again. And they literally cracked up laughing at him.
Yeah, because he suggested they let the people vote.
Yeah.
You know, and like the people.
To me, that was one of those things where it was like, it was so like on the nose political commentary that I'm like, that was such a stupid, like, it was funny. And at the time, like, I laughed, but at the time I still recognized that, like, that was a really terrible Game of Thrones joke and a terrible Game of Thrones scene. That, like, you're really going to make snarky political commentary on your show.
Also,
get the fuck over
all
yourself.
Of these fucking people are supposed to be, like, fucking smart as fuck because they're like, nobles and they're all been, like, taught, you know, by probably the best of the best.
They've all been educated.
And
supposedly.
They didn't see that this was
nobody can figure this out.
No.
Yeah. I don't
And it'll all happen again when George R. R. Martin, you know, makes the next books.
But, all right, we have a few minutes left because we've been talking about this for a while.
Best parts of the show.
Not
with season 8, the whole series.
No, even season 8. I think that every single
the battle was badass.
I think that every single season had a moment that was fucking incredible. Mm-hmm. Season 1 had the Golden Crown where they burned or where they melted Viserys' head.
That's a badass.
That was the first time where I was like, this show's fucked up.
And then when his head hits the ground, it's like, dong!
Yeah. The Red Wedding, the Purple Wedding.
Yeah.
Just don't go to weddings.
Just don't go to weddings.
Show told me.
I don't remember. I can't remember exactly everything from season 4. The Battle of Hardhome in season 5 was awesome. Season 6 when they blew up the Sept.
Yeah.
Which I have problems with that based off. Yeah. I'll talk to you about that offline because I don't want to waste too much time here. Season 7. I don't remember what I really like, but there was something in there. I think every season had. A moment or a scene or an episode that was just fucking incredible.
Yeah.
It's either one of those moments. Shit or like that's fucked up.
Yes,
or
exactly.
Something that made you go, oh,
so,
shit, this show got real.
I mean, to pick out top moments, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the most famous is the
Red Wedding. That might be my top moment.
Just because like so many characters just fucking bite the bullet.
Exactly. That might be my top moment if I didn't already know about it before I saw it.
Yeah.
The crown thing I didn't know about before I saw, so that was
that
like
was
wow to me. Yeah.
The thing for me, and this is definitely parroted from a lot of people, is the reason why the show was so good was because
dragons.
Dragons.
And dungeons.
First off, they're wyverns.
That's not true dragons. Because they have four legs.
Four legs, yeah. The show made you angry. But in a good way, you know, like
you had characters that you hated and wanted to see, keeps watching to see their hopefully their end.
Yes.
And then good characters die randomly, not randomly, but like you couldn't predict.
But you understood it. That's the thing is you really there was a lot that led up to it. And you're in the moment. You're really like when Oberyn dies, when he gets his fucking head like a fucking watermelon, you know, like I was like that episode hit me fucking hard.
That did to a lot of people. They were like, I can't believe it. And I was like, I was fucking cheering for that. I was like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. I was like, pop that motherfucker's head. I loved it.
I was a little mad that they kind of brought that back.
When he tried to squash the hound's head.
Yeah,
it was kind of
like,
weird. Just really again. Yeah.
But like it was shit like that, you know, and the show was really grand, you know, like everything about it. The costumes were amazing. The cast was all like, I love everyone.
They're all
so good. And you can tell that they all are really good friends and they really interact well
like
with each other.
Of them got like their house,
except for Bronn.
Except for Bronn and Cersei.
Not so much. But yeah, everyone else. Yeah, and it was, I really do think that
season 7 had the fight with the wagon train.
Yes.
When she burned everything.
Yes.
That shit was awesome.
Yeah, that's when she killed
Sam's dad. Sam's parents. Yeah. And his dad and his brother. That shit was awesome.
Yeah. No, that was good. And I definitely want to say that, like, you know, there's a lot of people going out there posting like pictures of the canceling their HBO subscription.
Yeah.
And they're like, why are you canceling? And it goes, you know why. I'm going to say right now, don't cancel your HBO subscription.
There's going to be
more. There is so much good shit on HBO right now.
Well, also there will be more games with Game of Thrones stuff.
Yeah,
they've announced that there's more Game of Thrones stuff.
But like seriously, like the Watchmen show is out right now. Westworld, fucking Deadwood's coming back
for a movie
and stuff. Barry is fucking hilarious. People love Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley's amazing.
There's so
Chernobyl's apparently really doing well.
Yeah,
yeah. Spoilers though. I think I know how it ends. And there's so much.
What, with some sort of like nuclear power plant meltdown or something? Is that we're gonna?
That USSR doesn't tell anybody about until Norway figures out, like, why the fuck are all alarms going off?
Where's this radiation coming from? Even Big Little Lies. Like, there's just, like, seriously, guys, like...
Do you think this show will go down with TV history? Like,
yes.
You know, like...
Absolutely.
The Sopranos or, like, The Simpsons, Breaking Bad. Yes. Like, those shows that, like...
Absolutely.
Will withstand the test of time.
I think it's bigger than all of those. Maybe not The Simpsons. But
that's
I think in terms of cultural impact, I think it's bigger than The Sopranos, and I think it's definitely bigger than Breaking Bad.
Mm. Like Mad Men, stuff like that too.
Yeah, it's MASH. Something. Yeah, it's one
I'm
of those shows
this,
that
the one of the episodes didn't pass the final episode for MASH, but
yeah,
different
yeah.
times and
yeah,
yeah. Like there's so much different stuff to watch now that it's difficult. Yeah. You know, back then there was like six TV shows, so.
And also the amount of people that pirate and the people that share you know stuff for because it's HBO, you know, nobody wants to pay extra
and
for
also it. How many people were watching on HBO instead of HBO Go,
right?
Yeah,
how many people were doing viewing parties rather than watching at home, which I think I said the first episode, like you got to take stuff like that into
account,
which
is again something that I don't think a lot of people do. Not that I feel like there were like big TV events that people all got together and watched,
right?
You know, that one person in the neighborhood that had like a good stereo system.
Yeah, but it was usually, you know, a boxing match or something. It wasn't
but it
a weekly
wasn't
TV
like
show.
Every Sunday, you right. know, for six straight weeks, you know.
Yeah.
Like
so,
my comic book shop that I go to for D&D, we had to end an hour early on Sundays because they had a viewing party at the shop that was packed to the fucking rafters.
Yeah. I think that
for
this,
the last season.
This has the cultural impact, like, is it's there. Like you've seen it. Every single place in the world has recognized Game of Thrones in some way or another.
Look at the amount of Arya's and Khaleesi's and
people
were born.
Naming their kids after it.
That was dumb.
You know, sports teams doing Game of Thrones
and
nights. You had Oreo with Game of Thrones Oreos. Like, this is one of the biggest TV shows ever made. Yeah. It was something that just spanned demographics. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone could watch it.
Like, everyone was watching this show, and it's insane what they were looking
to
do.
Yeah, it's got its place in history, and rightfully so.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Even though a lot of people are going to shit on parts of it,
you're always going to. But you know what?
I think overall,
let me tell you, some of my favorite shows of all times have had shitty and worse last seasons. The last season of The Office was worse than this last season, with the exception of the finale, was amazing.
Yeah.
The last season of The Office is fucking terrible. Don't even give me that face.
No, I'm not going to agree with you on
that. Okay, you're wrong. Last season of How I Met Your Mother.
I can't. All right, so the last episode of How I Met Your Mother literally made the entire show unwatchable for me.
I would. I would agree.
I disagree. That show is still funny.
But I will say,
I think the first few seasons you can watch, but after when they start going hardcore into like
and when you know what's going to happen,
like
everything, then it's just. But with Game of Thrones, I will say, like, I could easily rewatch all of Game of Thrones.
It's
you
very
know?
Rewatchable.
Even though I was mad, I would probably not watch the last season. Like,
I still would. Dexter, the last season of Dexter was trash.
Yeah,
all of it, and the way that ended was horrible.
Yeah.
So like, better TV shows. No, I'm not sorry. Not as good TV shows have had worse final seasons.
Right. I just think because
the exception is
okay. This is the only conclusion you're going to get out of Game of Thrones because George R. R. Martin's
is
never
dead.
Right.
Yeah,
now.
No, he's going to die.
Breaking Bad's the only exception. That show is perfect from beginning to end. The way they planned it out, five seasons, it's amazing.
I would say the internet probably agrees with you on that one.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. So. Now, I would definitely.
If you haven't watched it before, go watch it.
Yeah,
I mean,
go
I
watch it.
It really
is worth it.
And it's a phenomenon.
And for years and years and years, we all told TJ that like you would love this shit, like because you always attribute it to being like a Lord of the Rings kind of fantasy thing, and it's not at all.
It's just set in the same time period. Everything else is totally different.
And plus, watching the first
watch the Dungeons and Dragons
first
movie. Fuck you guys.
Two or three.
I mean, first and foremost, it's a political drama. First and foremost, yeah. It's a political drama with dragons.
Yeah. But even the first like two or three seasons,
but it upsets me that like by the end of it, no one learns anything and no one changes anything, and it's like no one improves.
At so all. It's yeah. like real life.
Okay, all right. You just need to watch the first two seasons, possibly three. I don't know how long she lives, but just for Roz alone. Because Roz makes those first three seasons worth it.
Everyone is so fucking in love with her.
Because she's
also
gorgeous.
Sex scenes up the yin yang. Like, gorgeous. I hate watching sex. Like, I could go watch porn somewhere else.
Come yeah. on. Yeah. Just watch the show by yourself and just pause it and rewind a couple times. So that's all for us this week. Don't forget to check us out on genfailcast.com. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at genfailcast. Like and subscribe to us on Twitch and YouTube. And if you like what you've heard from us, consider leaving us a review on iTunes. And reach out with any questions or topics you'd like us to discuss. And we'll discuss them on air. Everybody say bye.
Bye. Bye.